Good morning, the South Shore's Morning News. Larry with you here. Rob is he's out for a little while. He'll be back in tomorrow. So I'm going to fill in into the top of the hour along with Lisa. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We're going to get educated on computers, are we?
Yeah, it's safe for Internet Day, so we need to bring in our tech expert, David Snell, from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
David and I have been communicating about computer issues for a little bit there.
Well, is it about Internet safety?
Dave, I did send you a text because my mom's computer got that pop-up thing, and she made that phone call to Microsoft.
Yep.
Which wasn't Microsoft.
Oh, no. Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
So what is this holiday that is upon us?
Well, I wish it was a holiday. It's really not, but it is a day that parents and just regular folks like you and me should, in fact, take a listen and a look at. Safer Internet Day, celebrated today. Started back in Europe back in 2004, celebrated now in more than 100 countries globally. It's a wonderful organization that helps parents deal with the Internet and how their kids use the Internet. Mm. But there's also lots of information that we may not know as adults, just to be up to speed on what's going on. There's stuff about cyberbullying. There's lots of research. Parents' Guide to TikTok. Now, TikTok is one of the most used by the teens and the least understood by everybody.
No, it's true. I have it. I downloaded it because my niece uses it, and she wanted me to get involved, and I don't like it. I don't like all of a sudden clicking on it, and then it's just this crazy loud video of who knows what that's kind of shouting at you. So I know, doesn't that make me sound ancient when I say that? Oh my goodness. But I don't, I never really spent the time to navigate it, but it does scare me a little bit.
And it should. And for teens, remember how impressionable they are, even well through their teens. And when they're getting bombarded with stuff like that, that they're really not looking for, and you really don't know what's coming next, it's something you need to do something with about the privacy.
Mm.
And TikTok's been in the news because it's been the one that they've been getting the ideas for the challenges.
And things like that, yeah, right.
With the pennies and all that stuff. Yep.
Mm. Yeah, and again, with all the problems that can be caused, and kids, impressionable kids, want to try things like that, this parent's guide to TikTok tells you what it's about, but it also gives you ways to monitor and control what's happening on your child's TikTok account. So it's very important that we as parents know what our kids are doing on these devices, because it gets totally out of hand very quickly.
Well, absolutely, and for some parents, some caregivers, some guardians, technology may not be something that you're as comfortable with, so you do have a learning curve where you need to understand how you go in and maybe make these settings and these changes, and then how to, you know, have those conversations and setting those limits. So this sounds like a really important, it's a website, right, David?
It's a website. Yep, it's connectsafely.org.
Okay.
And it's part of it's the web company that hosts Safer Internet Day in the U.S. So they're really involved in this. They're involved in the schools. They're involved with all the organizations that protect us. And it's just a good thing to take a look at, spend a little time on. And today they're going to have some live streaming. It starts at, I believe, 10 o'clock Pacific time, from a lot of people around the country who are very involved in Safer Internet and Privacy organization. So I think if you have time, listen to the live feeds. But if you don't have time, at least click in there and see what hits you as a parent or even an educator to actually help our youth get better with using technology, because we have to help them learn it. Otherwise, they're going to learn all the wrong things.
Yeah, that's a good point indeed. Okay, so connectsafely.org, connectsafely.org. Safer Internet Day today, and they've got their slogan for the day: Together for a Better Internet. I like that.
That's right. Encourage everybody to join the movement and participate, and at least do some participation in your own family, under your own roof.
Okay, that's great.
It all starts there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And if you make it an initiative, make it a priority, then your kids will understand that it's an important thing to think about. So connectsafely.org, that's the website. You can celebrate Safer Internet Day by going on that. And you mentioned they've got some live stream, different agenda items happening this morning starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And so something to check out and a great conversation starter. Or a continuation, hopefully, to the conversation at home about being safe when it comes to the internet. Safer Internet Day at connectsafely.org. And David, do you have this link up on your website too?
Certainly do. You can go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link. It'll give you all the information that we have, plus the link to connectsafely.org. Take a few minutes of your day. Spend some time. This organization is going to be running this all day long and into the early evening for us on the East Coast. So it's a good thing to take a look at.
Love it. Great suggestion. David Snell from Act Smart IT in Pembroke, always helping to make it Safer Internet Day for us here and for clients across the South Shore. David, thank you.
And thank you, Dave, for your help with a few little things we needed to do.
Have a great day, guys.
All right.
Thank you.